are listening to WMTN, The Voice of the Mountain, and up next is another episode of Science According to Sixth Graders. Join us every Wednesday at 9 a.m. to learn from our amazing young scientist in Mr. Sparacio's sixth grade class. Without further ado, here is today's episode.
Well, hello, everybody. I'm here with an expert, Daniel, and today we'll be discussing light. Of course, light is a very broad topic containing things like relation to the EM spectrum and how it reacts to other objects. And what is light?
Well, I'm already here, so let's start.
All right, then. Let's begin. I read in a book that you wrote that light had a relation with the EM spectrum. What is that?
Well, to answer that question, one must first understand what light is. Light is a type of radiation that is known as electromagnetic radiation. See that word, electromagnetic, EM. Now you must realize that you can only see a little bit of light, because there are a plethora of different types of electromagnetic radiation, like radio, microwaves, infrared, UV, X-rays, and gamma rays, and squeezed in between those are visible light. So as you can see, or better yet, can't see, no pun intended, there are tons of different types of light.
Wow, that is really interesting. But I had another question I wanted to ask you.
Really? And what's that?
I was reading about a person spearfishing the other day. They discussed aiming below the fish to actually hit the fish. Why would you aim below the fish?
That is called refraction, a situation where light enters a dense or less dense object at an angle and the light bends, because one side of the wave slows down before the other. There are other ways light can change when it hits something, like if it reflects when light bounces off a mirror. Fun fact about reflection, if you were to point a laser at a mirror, the angle at which you pointed it will always be the angle at which it reflects. There's also diffraction, where light bends around a hole and becomes curved.
You know, that is interesting, but why do we see color?
So that's strange, because if I were to ask you what a color, a purple wall, contained, you would say...
Purple.
That's wrong. The wall would be every other color than purple. You see, the only reason we see purple is because after the white light hits the wall, it absorbs all other color except for purple, which is getting bounced back into our eyes.
Well, that's all for today, folks. See you never again unless Mr. Sparacio decides to give us another podcast project.
Thank you once again for listening to today's episode of Science According to Sixth Graders. Join us this time next week for more incredible science stories from Mr. Sparacio's sixth grade class here at St. Andrew's Sewanee School. And remember to always keep your radio tuned to WMTN, The Voice of the Mountain.